This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have a question on intercession. And the questioner here is asking about who are the intercessors for us on the Day of Judgment? And are there any of us any intercessors for us while we are alive, aside from the Day of Judgment?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, rasulillah. Intercession or shafa'ah. The word shafa'ah, it means when you ask on behalf of someone else. Mm-hmm. Okay? And when we look at the concept of shafa'ah in the Quran, or the intercession in the Quran, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deny there is any intercession on the Day of Judgment, for example.
Okay.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain type of intercession and he criticized it. Mm-hmm. And others, no, it was confirmed. Okay.
In the Quran itself.
Yes. And in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةُ وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. There is no shafa'ah will benefit that person on the Day of Judgment. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّأْتِ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ. There is no friendship will have or kinship will benefit you, nor shafa'ah will benefit you. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ. There is no intercessor for us. Mm-hmm. And this related to the mushrikeen, to the kuffar. That they will not receive any type of shafa'ah in the Day of Judgment. Okay? Also, there is another type of shafa'ah that's criticized in the Quran. وَيَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They worship those who they will not bring harm or benefit to them. And they say they are our intercessor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُ لَهُمْ عِزَّةً. They worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that they will bring victory, that they can help and aid them in the Day of Judgment. And many things like this. وَمَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيَقُولُوا هَا شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They are our intercessor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah criticized this, that they worship these idols. They said, we're not worshiping the idols because the idols themselves can benefit us, can harm us. No, no. We worship them because they can intercede on our behalf.
Thinking that they have a status with Allah.
Yeah, right. So, yani, just for clarification, and that's important to be understood. Mm-hmm. In the old days, these idols, Hubal, Manat, all these idols that you hear about it, that the Kuffar of Quraysh used to worship, it's originally, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, represent righteous people, okay, who died. Then either where they used to sit, like where is a lat, used to sit in, around al-Kaaba to give bread to people.
Right, yeah.
So what they did, they said, where's the rock he used to sit? That became an idol.
Okay.
Then, or they make an image of the person and they put it thinking that the soul of this person who passed away will be around this stone, this area, this idol. So when they pray to them, these souls will hear their supplication. Then they will take it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. But not only limited to that, yeah. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said to me before, he said, that's also the same thing people did with the stars. They said the soul of so-and-so merged to the stars and that Az-Zuhra and whatever, these are actually soul of righteous people or whatever, or these are creatures very special to Allah. So they pray to them so they can pray to God. So this is their way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. It came in many different forms, you know. Many people,
unfortunately, you can see that even in some movies that kids watch when they say, oh, our ancestors are watching over us.
Yeah, so they intercede for them.
Yeah.
All this is haram, all this is shirk. Mm-hmm. Also, Al-Quran, rejected another concept, which is that you can ever intercede and you feel that you have rights over Allah, mm-hmm. or you have a position to enforce your intercession over
that
Allah.
You can be second to Allah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. What that means, الشَّفَاعَةُ all belong to Allah. What that means? It means that He is the one who allowed it. He is the one who accepted. He is the one who intercedes for Himself. Because even before you speak, Shaykh, Allah knows what you want to speak about. Mm-hmm. So He doesn't need your speak. Your talk does not really add to the equation other than Allah honoring you to intercede.
Subhanallah. Right. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه.
يا سلام. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who can intercede before him without except
by his permission. Yes.
With his permission. So if this has been clear also, إلا لمن ارتضى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ ارْتَضَى. They will not intercede for anyone except those who Allah is pleased with. Mm-hmm. So Allah pleased with the intercessor and pleased with the one that you are going to be interceding for him, that Allah pleased to allow him to go to Jannah, pleased to allow him to be forgiven, pleased to allow him to be whatever.
Subhanallah.
And that's why in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the Day of Judgment, he said, when the people go to the prophets, can you ask Allah to start the Day of Judgment? Mm-hmm. Then they reached the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, would you be able to intercede for us? تَشْفَعْ لَنَا عِنْدَ رَبِّنَ قَالْ فَيُؤْذَنُ لِي. In the hadith, the hadith said, then I will be giving the permission to approach Allah. He's not going to say, okay, I will do it, and he goes approach Allah. No. When Allah gives him the permission, I will go, and I will go down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne, and I will make the I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
go down
said,
means prostrate.
Prostrate.
Yes.
And it will be said to me, irfa ra'sak washfa tushaffa.
Shaffa.
Raise your head and ask and you will be answered. So Allah give him the permission now to ask. Mm-hmm. He only went and he made sujood and praised Allah. Didn't ask for anything yet until Allah give him the permission to ask. So that's very different than the way they think that you go to the wali, to the righteous person, to the peer, to the mullah, to the who died, and you think that just by asking him, he have the power to go on to speak to Allah. No, that's not how the case is. That's a'udhu billah. That's how the mushrikeen used to think of the shafa'ah. And Allah ta'ala correct it.
That's how idol worship actually started.
Yes. Right. So, if this been said. We have also to differentiate between الشفاعة والاستغاثة. الشفاعة, intercessor, to ask for intercession. You go to somebody and you tell him, intercede for me, or I ask you to do this for me. You go to the dead or to the prophet or a messenger shrine or whatever, and you go and you said, I want him to intercede for me, okay, for such and such. That's exactly how the people in the old days used to go to their gods and to idols and I want you to intercede for me.
مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ إِلَّا
لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. To bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be my way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anyone in the middle. You know, Allah does not need anyone between you and him. وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. Allah says, pray to me, I will answer your question. فإني قريب. I answer, I don't need anyone in between. And so what's important to understand, الدعاء عبادة. دعاء is what? Is to supplicate or to worship. To supplicate to someone, to ask someone. وإذا سألت فاسأل الله. When you ask Allah. When it comes to the issue that's in the hand of Allah. Forgiveness, entering Jannah, things that in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guidance, whatever of these things. So when you go to the grave or you go to a peer or you go to wali and you say, who is not in front of you, who is not alive, or you ask for something that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala capable of, and you ask them for it, you're basically praying to them. تستغيث بهم. يا محمد, calling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this case, it's a form of دعاء, and الدعاء is the most important form of عبادة, and the عبادة should be only to Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
الدعاء as simple, هو العبادة.
As simple as that. So you should only direct it to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. But what is allowed is to go to someone who's alive. And when we say alive, it means really alive, not somebody dead but he's alive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Like
somebody told me, oh, the awliya and the imams and the prophets are alive. I said, they're alive, a special type of life.
The prophets,
but not,
the yeah, prophets are alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Awliya, لا
على الأئمة والشهداء عند ربهم يرزقون and stuff like that. I said, yeah, this is a special type of life. But also, you agree with me they are dead. He said, I don't know if they're dead. I said, when they die, did they divide their inheritance? Did their wives has to do
iddah? Put their bodies in the ground, yeah.
They put iddah. If they are alive, that means they cannot have iddah, they cannot have the inheritance to be divided, to be given, you know, that's, they are dead. And from one aspect, they are alive, and it's an honor, a special type of life. So that's why you cannot pray to them. You cannot pray to anyone, unless you go to someone who's alive and say, Sheikh Ibrahim, can you make dua for me?
That's a form of intercession that is allowed.
Yes, that's allowed. So you go to something, and it is allowed, and some ulama said it's makruh.
وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ.
Yeah, right. Somebody said you should not go to anyone to ask him to pray for you. But some ulama said it's allowed because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he said when you pray for your brother in their absence, Allah, an angel says the same to you. But some people said, no, this is if you initiate that, not somebody asking. But there is a hadith that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umar, when you go to Mecca, make sure that you pray for us. لَا تَنْسَنَا مِنْ دُعَائِكَ. But also this hadith of Abu Dawood is not authentic.
Questionable.
Yeah, so.
But the man who came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ishfa'li, right?
Yeah, pray, this hadith also is weak. But in any case, I just want you to, even this format, there is some scholar said it's makruh, dislike. Unless your intention when you ask him to pray for you is to benefit him as well. Like in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, after salah, after adhan, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, ati Muhammad, he asked us to pray for him.
Yes. But to benefit us, actually.
But to benefit us right. More than him.
Exactly.
Because when we make one salah, Rasulullah, we receive 10 from Allah.
Yeah.
So that's subhanAllah from his love, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to this ummah. So in any case, I just want you to know, even this format is not something that open. That's why Jabir, when somebody said, pray for me, he said, what do you see me, a prophet? Go pray for yourself. In another word, when it comes to the dua, you must learn how to, as much as you can, make it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't bring anyone in the middle.
Yes.
Get exactly. To the habit of that. When my kids tell me, Baba, I have an exam, pray for me. I said, pray for yourself. I'll pray for you. But sometimes they rely on me praying for them and they don't connect their hearts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I just want to add something here is part of the dua that is accepted is that comes from a humble heart. If you ask someone to, you're the one who has the need, which makes you humble before Allah. So your dua is more likely to be answered than the dua of the person that you ask him for him to make dua for you.
And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحق الناس بشفاعتي يوم القيامة when he was asked who is the one who deserves my شفاعة the most. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا بها قلبه. The one who fulfilled the توحيد.
Exactly, subhanAllah.
So those who pray to other than Allah, they did not fulfill the توحيد. They don't deserve the شفاعة of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The intercessor in the يوم القيامة الأنبياء. Every prophet intercede. The Prophet intercede for his ummah.
By Allah's permission.
Yeah. Yes. The intercessor in the Day of Judgment, family members. Hafiz al-Qur'an, Umraiz al-Qur'an. The intercessor on the Day of Judgment, good deeds. Al-Qur'an yashfa' wa qayam al-layl yashfa'. Your good deeds intercede for you.
Al-Baqarah wa al-Imran.
Al-Baqarah al-Imran. Tabarak to intercede for you. Also, friends. That's why Salaf used to say, استكثروا من أصحاب الخير فإنهم شفعاء. They, you know, وما لنا من شفيع ولا صديق حميم. ولا من شافعين ولا صديق حميم. We don't have
a beautiful understanding of the ayah.
الشافعي رحمه الله said, and Hassan al-Basri before him said, have a lot of good friends, because good friends, when they go to Jannah, they will remember their friends and ask for their to be to intercede for them. An intercession can be done for the person not to enter hellfire, or enter hellfire, they intercede for them to be getting out.
Yeah.
So safe completely from entering it, or after entering to be saved from it, or in Jannah to be elevated, to come to their level, you know. So there is many different form of this from shafa'a. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who receive the shafa'a of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be able to intercede for our friends. And the top of all of them, a'azam shafi'a, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what's left is the shafa'a of the most merciful. Arham al-rabaqiyya shafa'at arham al-rahimin. Then Allah take out of hellfire anyone who have
said that,
يعني mustard seed of iman, the smallest amount of iman will be taken out from the hellfire after that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني protect us from the hellfire.
SubhanAllah, I just want to ask something because of that, what you just said, is on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so merciful to the believers that even Iblis may have hope that he will be under Allah's mercy.
Allah Akbar.
SubhanAllah.
JazakAllah khair, Shaykh.